Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
No fear. In this life, while on this earth, we will constantly be surrounded by events and circumstances that bring fear and uncertainty. It has been this way since creation. God has provided instruction for us on how to deal with these things and will be faithful to His promises that it will turn out all right. Listen to Jesus' words. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now listen to just some of the scriptures reminding us to fear not. Beginning with 2 Timothy, 1st chapter. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. As the prophet Isaiah told the nation of Israel, Isaiah 41, Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. David had many reasons to fear and one person that gave him confidence. Psalm 56. O God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. My foes attack me all day long. I'm constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what He has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? Psalm 27, The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. For He will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in His sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At His sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. From Psalm 108, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth. From Isaiah 26, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. 1 Peter chapter 5, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Dear friend, fear not. Let this peace be in you.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.